Good morning.
So exciting to have you in town.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Tell us about the show.
Oh, God. Well, it's Neil Simon.
Right.
And I have never done a Neil Simon before. It's quite an experience. It's a lot of fun. You know, when I was reading it, I just wasn't sure, where are the laughs? Well, you know, mm-hmm. I saw some jokes and some setups and stuff like that, but, you know, there's some, like, serious stuff going on there. And I go, are they going to laugh at this? And they do. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. just the way it goes, the way it flows. It's really, really, when you do something like Home Improvement or another show, you really appreciate good writing. You really all of a sudden find that out. That it's very, very important.
Yeah. Well, that show had excellent writers and excellent performers. Gosh, it ran over 10 years, didn't it?
Well, yeah. It feels like it. We were eight seasons.
Eight seasons.
201 episodes.
Wow. Yeah. But you started in theater.
I did. I grew up in Seattle, which is kind of a theater town. There were mm-hmm. a lot of Equity theaters, union actors and things like that. And that's what I saw. That's what, I remember coming home and so excited from this play I had seen, telling my mom and dad that I'd seen this new play, The Importance of Being Earnest. You know, it's like Oscar Wilde. But to me, it was a new play, as a kid, as 16-year-old, whatever. And it was, it was just great. But when I decided to, start this career, I moved to New York instead of Los Angeles because theater just seemed to be accessible. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to do.
But at a certain point, you came out to L.A. Your wife came with you. Now, I read that you were catering events at a Jewish synagogue to make ends meet and that you got Home Improvement because you got a traffic ticket. And when you were sitting in traffic school, I went to traffic school back in those days, too. That was before you could do it online. But you sat next to an agent who told you that you should come out and audition for this new pilot, Home Improvement. So you got it from traffic school? Is that really true?
Isn't that? Well, when you get huge things in your life, a lot of times you can just walk it back and see how you got there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times. And what happened? We were catering. And I was an apartment manager.
Uh-huh.
I was,
and you were just taking acting jobs when you could get them.
I would audition and stuff like that. But I was catering. But I was also doing a play at that time. I was doing the Scottish play, Shakespeare's the Scottish play, there's a lot of bad luck associated with that because of the witch incantations and things like that. And so my bad luck was getting a ticket coming back from rehearsal. I rolled through a stop sign and
turned out to be the best ticket you ever got.
Oh my gosh! The corner I got that ticket is where the agent lived.
No way.
That I ended up sitting next to for 8 hours in traffic school.
So you go out for the pilot. You go to audition for the pilot.
I go to audition for the. Well, she's the one that tells me that these guys I know, because we're talking 8 hours. You're not going to do traffic school for 8 hours.
I remember that. You had to sit there for many hours, you had time to kill.
Yeah. And we talked about, the business and stuff like that, and I just got in there, and people we know, and she goes, oh, those people, they're doing a show right now. And I go, they are? They didn't call me. No, they're doing a... some home improvement type thing. So I call up David McFadzian, who is one of the executive producer creators. And I said, David, you didn't call me. And he goes, I know, Rick, there's nothing in this for you. We thought about you, but there really isn't anything. There's a neighbor,
we only end up seeing half his face.
There's an assistant for Tim, and we went older and taller because we wanted that diversity between the two of them. There's nothing, but I'll tell you what, why don't you come in and meet the casting director, Debbie Barilsky. You don't know her. She doesn't know you. So, meet her and maybe there'll be something along the way. And I, that was great. I thought, wow, this is a great audition. I'm glad I made that phone call. And I go in and I know the three guys, David, Carmen, and Matt. And I knew the director. John Pasquin, from being a reader 10 years before in New York, the only person in the room I didn't know was Debbie. So I felt very comfortable. We did the scene and made him laugh. And they call me like 3 weeks later. Carmen calls me and goes, Rick, you still got that beard? I'd grown the beard just because, it didn't matter. I wasn't sure what was going on in the career and all that. And I said, yes, I do. Well, it turns out we need you to do the pilot because our actor got a job. He's doing a movie and he can't do the pilot. And we know you, you could do this, but we thought you would be okay to call because we only want you to do the pilot.
Oh,
and
that kind of hurts.
I thought, you know, why are you apologizing? This is great. You know, I'm going to do a television show. I'll put it on my resume. It'll be a great building block.
Uh-huh.
And so I got this pilot, and I'm rehearsing with the people, and I'm going, oh man, this is going to be a great show. This is so much fun. But I'll tell you what, you know, 3 days into rehearsal, they changed the wife.
I remember that. Like, didn't Tim Allen not like the actress that they cast for the wife, and they changed that part?
It wasn't. I don't think it was Tim's idea.
Okay,
I think it was the boys. And Frances was fabulous. Frances Fisher was supposed to play.
She was the first one.
Yeah, she was in Titanic, you know, lots of things.
But I think one of the reasons that show worked so well was the dynamic between the husband and wife was perfect.
It had to be.
And the dynamic between you and Tim Allen was perfect.
Which, you know, just kind of happened out of serendipity.
Did you have that chemistry right away? I mean, what was it like?
No, I'll tell you, I think the audience knew our relationship before we did.
Really?
It was like doing Neil Simon in a way because, you know, I was just doing stuff that they toned down the role because I wasn't going to be playing the character. So they underwrote it. They took stuff out that probably, you know, they wanted to keep for the other actor that was coming in. So I had all of this energy and stuff that had to be bottled into just looks.
That's what made you so good in the part, though. You really underplayed it brilliantly. Like, you communicated so much non-verbally.
Because I was forced to. And Carmen, like, you know, he'd go, you know, Rick, you know why we love you so much? We don't have to write you. And as an actor, I'm going, I want to be written. I want tons of stuff to say. And now I'm to the point where, don't give me so much.
Oh, how funny.
I love not having to know lines.
Now, you also hosted Family Feud for a while. What was that like?
That was weird. That was
weird.
It was like coming out of left field. I'm going along and all of a sudden, well, a year before I had the same producer and director, not director, but producer, I worked with because I did a pilot of To Tell the Truth. And I thought, well, that's fun. You know, To Tell the Truth. I remember that show, and I'll be a panelist. I'll be one of the people. And I did that, and the show got picked up, and they said, "Well, would you like to do it?" I go, "No, mm-hmm. no, I don't want to do a game show." That's, you know. So, and then a year goes by, and I'm doing other stuff or looking for other stuff, and they call me back and go, "Well, we have a hosting job for Family Feud. Would you be interested in that?" I go, "No."
Hmm.
No, it's game shows, and my agents like get on the phone and they go, Rick, you know, you've done family television, you've done family movies. This is just another family thing you're doing, and they were so excited about it. And I thought, well, yeah, okay, I guess. And well, if I decide to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to have fun. But I really kind of said no, and then they said, well, think about it, and I go, okay. All right, let's do this.
And you ended up doing that. Now we're almost out of time, so we need to mention once again that Richard Karn opens officially Friday night, Valentine's Day, at the Alhambra Theater in the Neil Simon classic I Ought to Be in Pictures. A great date for Valentine's, right?
It's a great date for any day. You know, it's really a fun show. It's funny. It's touching. It's got all those elements, and I don't know if I ever would have wanted to do it because there's so much to remember.
Well, it's exciting to have you on the show. It's exciting to have you on stage on the First Coast. Have fun, break a leg, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.